see you. You look amazing.
Have you done something different with your hair? Oh, it's gorgeous.
Oh, thanks. You shouldn't have. I will put this in the freezer. Remind me it's there, yeah?
Would you like a Prosecco? Oh, silly question. Here you are. Oh, look, Kenny Blythe's here. Kenny, hi.
Hello. Well, it's lovely to see you, and it's lovely to be here. What a lovely place you've got.
Hey, Kenny, would you do me a whistle-stop tour of all those lovely Scottish accents?
I would love to. Well, as you know, my sister's in Orkney, which is right at the very top of Scotland, the islands off the top, so... Up there, they sort of do this. They sort of had this sort of sing-songy thing, which it's quite common actually, all the way down the sort of west coast that comes from the influence of the Norse. Of course, I do a lot of work in Glasgow, which Glasgow's got that kind of heavy intonation, you know, the dum dum Glasgow. A lot of the vowels are stretched, I think, but further down in the borders. Down in the borders, they talk like that. Kind of, it's all like Galway. It's right back of the throat, kin. So people in Galway and Kelso and Jedburgh and Hoyt and all these places, kin. And aye, but that's about all I've got for you today.
Oh, it's lovely. I was doing a wee tour of Ireland myself recently. Last time I was home, I actually ended up in a wee place called Ballycastle, which is sort of on the northeast of Northern Ireland. And it's actually geographically only about 13 miles from the coast of Scotland. So it has this funny sort of sound. And we did a lovely wee food tour. So we ate some crab and we had a wee walk on the beach, and it was lovely. And it really brought me in mind of a load of family that I have who live in Dublin. Now, Dublin's one of my favourite sort of sounds, and there's loads of sounds in Dublin, but my favourite, and I have to say, if I meet a man and he's got this accent, I'm his. Like, it's that sort of north side sound. It's just bloody gorgeous. Like Colin Farrell back in the day. Absolute legend of an accent. But if I had to pick one that was my favourite, oh, I reckon I'd have to go a little bit further south now, to the place where I spent a lot of my childhood. We had a lot of fun in Cork, and in Cork they go all over the place, and it's sing-songy, like you said, like Orkney, but maybe in a different way, in the sense that you can never keep up with them. They're all over the place, the feckin' langers. And we had lots of fun down there. And then when you travel up the west coast, you get that sort of thing with the S sound, which is lots of fun to play with. I was thinking recently about how much more prolific the Derry accent has got recently. Back in the day, it was awful because Pernadine Coyle from Girls Aloud got awful stick for the way she said the word flyer. But now the Derry Girls is on the telly, everyone's a wee bit more sort of appreciative of that sound. It's really, really mental. And a wee bit intense as well, and a wee bit smiley, even more smiley even when they're mad or angry with you. But it's a good one, I have to say. Anyway, listen, thanks for coming to our party.
Sorry, guys, have you met Chris Clarkson before? He's just over there. You'll love him, if you can keep up with him, that is, obviously. Chris, come here.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, you?
I'm not too bad. Mostly just moving around at home, commuting between the kitchen and my comfy chair whilst trying not to eat another Easter egg. You know how it is. Enjoying doing quite a bit of batch baking, but like everyone else, I think my waistline will widen come the conclusion of COVID isolation. My biscuits, beer and butter consumption have all escalated exponentially. Keeping fit in a tiny house with a tiny yard is really quite hard, but I'm enjoying the challenge to change my checkered track record of mostly sitting on the sofa and swallowing sausage rolls. It's all by the by, though, really. My booth isn't getting as much action as it would like, coincidentally, something I can completely concur with, but I'm hoping it'll catch a commercial or two by the close of this coronavirus course. Anyway, look after yourself and let's look at lunching again when lockdown gets lifted.
Oh yes, Chris, that would be lovely. We will do lunch.
Nick, didn't you say we were going to have a bit of a live show at some point? Some of our guests are brilliant musicians. Oh no, I think it's happening now. Brilliant, oh. Fine. That's Simon Jackson's robot. Oh, I think he said he was going to sing something by Khalees or something.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Damn right. It's better than yours. I could teach you, but I'd have to charge.
Oh, bless him. I never knew robots could be so musical.
Look, it's Stitch from Lilo and Stitch. Getting up on stage with his friend Emma Stannard. Or are they the same person? Honestly, you never see them apart. he's starting.
Linda, do you remember? Organet or Kesta? Aloha, Earl. Aloha, Earl. Ike ona ona loho ikalipo. One fond embrace, It is all now until we meet again.
Well, that was beautiful. Who's next?
Simon Naylor. He runs the Manchester Actors Platform.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely guy. Hi, Simon.
Hello there. This is my weird didgeridoo trick.
Wow, Simon Naylor there, the human didgeridoo. Oh, God. Who brings a baby to a cocktail party?
Marnie Penning Coleman, obviously. Oh, let's give him some space, shall we? Do you want to pop outside? It is glorious weather out there.
Ooh.
So, I was going to play you that Radio 4 play I did the robot voice in. I was just going to do it. I'm just going to play it for you. And I thought you just might like this bit, this tiny little bit here. Listen to it just quickly on these headphones here. You listen and I will just go and get some drinks, okay? Okay.
Right. Yes. Oh, sorry about her. Honestly, it's me. Do you want to listen to it? Oh, okay. Here you go.
Then there was the time they discovered that it wasn't the planetary moon that had woken them up early from cryogenic status. It was System.
Whoa.
I'm back. Here you are, done as a load of mojitos.
Ooh, nice. Hey, look, our next door neighbour, Sarah Starling, I mean, Theresa May, is giving a tour of her small holding. Let's join in.
We only have three species here. The first is the frog, Fred the Fearless. And then follow me, if you will, to the pigs. Here we have the beautiful Penelope Pit Stop. And finally, may I introduce you to Howard the Horse, who is always, of course, strong and stable.
Thanks, Teresa. That was very enlightening. You know, she's never once said anything about our new chicken coop. The work Liz Drury did on making sure we had the best chickens.
Yes, and Emma Stannard. There's the chicken she gave us.
And the horse, don't forget the horse.
And the dog and the cat.
And the fly. Honestly, we're overrun. It's a nightmare, actually. Oh.
Yeah, mine's finished too. Hey, let's get back in there. What a lovely party.
What a lovely party.
Together till the end of the road. Together till the end of the road. Together till the end of the road.